English, as is symbolically illustrated in the cartoon, wearing a white gown and a stethoscope, a doctor is holding a medical record and speaking to his patient in a ward of a hospital. Apparently, the intended meaning of the drawing is that people are doing less and less exercises now, which is not a piece of good news for their health. There are numerous ways of keeping fit. First and foremost, it is most effective to do physical exercises. People respectively choose jogging, playing basketball, swimming, skating, climbing or riding as their regular exercises, because exercises never fail to make us stronger and more energetic. Moreover, we should put great emphasis on forming good habits. A balanced diet and sufficient sleep are both indispensable to physical fitness. What's more, mental health should also be taken seriously. Especially in adversity, we need to maintain an optimistic mentality to pull through life's pain and sorrow, twists and turns. As far as I am concerned, I have a peculiar interest in yoga exercise. A nervous exercise every day usually makes me feel healthier and more vigorous. Besides, I never touch any cigarette or wine, neither do I stay up late. Instead, I keep balanced diet and go to bed before 11 o'clock at night, because I believe burning the midnight oil is harmful to health. More importantly, an optimistic attitude toward life makes me confident and persistent. To sum up, all these practices guarantee a healthy body and a happy life. While most UNG people attempt to lead a life of complete self-dependence, some others prefer to rely on the assistance of friends, parents, or even relatives, whenever and wherever possible. As is symbolically illustrated in the portrayal above, a senior citizen is feeding a sleeping young adult in a suit in her swamp with the nursing bottle written, "Old Age Pension," on it. One reason that independence is a valuable attribute is that it can improve our efficiency and productivity. In our everyday life, there will always be occasions when we are unable to attain outside assistance and have to depend on our own knowledge and skills to solve problems. Under these circumstances, those who trust their own abilities and judgment will find creative solutions, enabling them to be more productive and successful. In addition to fostering greater efficiency in our daily life, self-dependence can also help make life more meaningful. Since self-reliant individuals possess confidence in their own abilities, they also tend to be more willing to try new things. This kind of do-it-yourself activity can yield a sense of satisfaction and pride, and add excitement to an otherwise mundane life. In the final analysis, I maintain that it is imperative for young people to depend on themselves. Since self-reliance credit can boost our efficiency and add meaning to our life, it is a desirable trait to possess for youngsters. Dear Professor Byron, last week you asked students to write and give you feedback on your lectures. Therefore, I have outlined my thoughts below. In general, I find your lectures very informative and inspiring. Indeed, I particularly like the way you demonstrate complex issues with the use of simple drawings. This makes your lessons both interesting and memorable. However, I do feel that you could provide us with more handouts, for I often fail to take down all the important points, as time is limited. I would also like to see more discussion work, as I find this method the most suitable way to clarify and deepen my understanding of the subject content. I'd like to thank you for the interest you are taking in us students, and look forward to your next lecture. Yours sincerely, Lei Ming. Dear friends, on behalf of Class 3, I warmly welcome you to attend the Dragon Boat Festival celebration. The Dragon Boat Festival, falling on the 5th of May in the Chinese lunar calendar, is a traditional Chinese holiday for family members to gather together. Aside from enjoying the dragon boat racing, see, Hinese people will also eat the traditional food of the festival Zongxi. Considering that our fellow foreign students haven't experienced the pleasure of celebrating the festival, our class decides to hold this celebration to make everyone feel the love and friendship on this special day. If you are interested in participating in this celebration, please fill your personal information on our school website. The activity will be held in the Summer Palace from 10 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. on June 12th. Yours sincerely, Lei Ming. Dear Wang Lei, thank you very much for those 5 wonderful days in your house. Every moment was a delight. I can't remember ever having enjoyed myself so thoroughly as well. This is to tell you again how much I enjoyed the weekend in Hangzhou. Everything was just perfect. The weather, your company, the beautiful surroundings. No wonder I'm finding it difficult to get down to reading this morning. The classroom life seems so dull and prosaic compared to days in hands. Ho! I hope you know how much I appreciate your hospitality and your thoughtful kindness to me. I count myself fortunate indeed to have such a generous and charming friend like you. I hope something will bring you to Beijing soon so that I can reciprocate your great kindness. Yours, Li Ming.